What does it mean to husband well? Is being good enough? Join me today as we look at husbanding well on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. You know, I believe every man wants to be a good husband. I don't know anyone that sets out with the intent of being a bad husband. But what really is a good husband? Is being good enough? Too many of my 35 years of marriage were spent trying to be a good husband. And you might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, here's the problem. My being a good husband has never and will never bring the benefit that being godly does. When I am trying to just be good, then basically what I'm doing is I'm trying to do it under my own devices, under my own power, which is limited and flawed. Our goodness as humans is limited. Being a good husband, while an honorable pursuit, is what the preacher in Ecclesiastes would call futile. If we're completely honest, we have to admit that we can't be good in every area of being a husband. I am woefully not equipped in the area of finances. You know, I found that husbands tend to default to a particular strength, a talent, because inherently, again, we're not equipped to be good in all areas of our lives, and that's especially true in all the areas in marriage. My default has always been words, telling my wife that I loved her, telling her how beautiful she is, and thinking that that was all that was necessary. But where was the leadership? Where were the actions that led to her having security? Realizing, though, we have to, that being a husband is a high calling, and we have to treat it that way. It's a wonderful role with many benefits and joys, but being a husband also comes with a lot of responsibilities. It takes character that has been molded by God and in the process of improvement to successfully juggle the responsibilities and expectations that God has placed on husbands. So let me make clear, though. If you're a person that understands the grace of the cross and has submitted to the calling of the Redeemer, then you know that even at our best, we can't love our wives as God has intended. When we say apart from Him, we can do nothing, being a husband is part of the nothing. Fundamentally, being a godly husband means your focus is on God first, His calling on you, His instructions for you. And what about the practical? You know, I believe that there are things that identify a guy that is husbanding well. For instance, we talk about stewardship a lot, and stewardship primarily means managing. And we usually put that in the context of our finances. But stewardship is the quality of one's maturity and character, and how that maturity and character are acted out on a daily basis. One of the most common complaints that wives have of their husbands is that they are not consistent with their roles and responsibilities within marriage. And then what about loving and serving? And I'm not referring to romantic feelings or sex or physical attraction, which are often thought of as synonymous with love. These often make up what people refer to as being in love. While these can be great, they're probably going to ebb and flow over time. They're all wonderful things to have in marriage, but none of them are unconditional. Biblical love has no ulterior motive, nor is it merely a feeling. It is always thinking of the other person, putting their needs before your own. And then what about leadership from a practical perspective? God makes it clear in the Bible that the husband is to be the leader in the marriage relationship. And this is not worldly relationship that is typified by the CEO of a company or a military general, but this is Christ-like leadership as modeled by Jesus in the scriptures. A husband's leadership is very different from worldly leadership. This is primarily because a biblical husband is a servant leader, as exemplified by Christ. And this sounds, or it may sound paradoxical, servanthood and leadership kind of go together very naturally. Christ being the perfect model of a servant, while at the same time being the ideal leader. And then finally, from a practical standpoint, what about communication? And this is something I'm still working on, especially in the area of listening, not just hearing, but gaining understanding, desiring to understand. And this is a critical element, as poor communication is one of the biggest obstacles to a good marriage. The quality of a couple's marriage is only as good as their ability to send and receive the correct message. So those are just a few of the things or marks of someone husbanding well. And I hope this helps, and I hope that it's an encouragement. Join me next time as we begin a series called, So What Does It Mean to Be Repurposed? Until then, this is Bob Dyer, and you've been listening to the Repurposed Man podcast.